You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The spread is set at 3. It's the Redskins plus 3 at 5-6. The Bengals minus 3 at even money. And the total points is 48. The under 10-11 with the over at 10-11. The Redskins dropped to 4-3 after their loss at Detroit last week, against the Detroit Lions last week. While the Bengals stopped the rot, they moved to 3-4 and are chasing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North after beating the Cleveland Browns by 14. Why is this 3, Gil? That's the first question here, because if I was on your podcast guessing the lines on a Monday, I would have said this must be a pick'em, this one.
It's 3 because the Redskins' injuries, for one, were so uncertain and remain uncertain, by the way. Arguably their three best players, Jordan Reed, the tight end, left tackle Trent Williams, cornerback Josh Norman, were on the injury report. So much of that is, are these guys actually going to play? Now, they made the trip, all three of them did, to London, but their status remains uncertain. So I think as game time approaches, that as soon as folks find out whether these guys are playing, if, let's say, Jordan Reed is confirmed to play, or Josh Norman, or Trent Williams, any of the above, is confirmed to play, I think that line perhaps moves towards the pick'em that you're referring to. I have done only one thing well this year, which is pick Redskin games. And I'm on the Bengals. Certainly, if Norman doesn't play, you can forget about it. Because even in Josh Norman's absence last week, he got concussed through that game against the Lions. And it was an integral part of the why the Lions were able to come back on that final drive. Josh Norman was not on the field. He is that big of a difference maker. And by the way, look at the Carolina Panthers at 1-5. They'll tell you. So he is an impact player. And Jordan Reed is Kirk Cousins' favorite receiver on offense. So he's a big impact player too. But I do think that the Bengals are the better football team. The Redskins are flawed in several ways. One, they cannot stop the run. Two, they have not established a ground game that doesn't involve fumbling quite yet. Some would argue, well, they have established a ground game, but you know that gets negated pretty quick when you're dropping the ball on the field and the defense recovers. That's been a huge consistent problem for the Redskins. I actually like the Bengals in this game, and if any of those Redskins can't go, all the better.
How much of those Redskins that you mentioned, those personnel that you mentioned, Jordan Reed, Trent Williams and Josh Norman, how much are they worth to the Redskins in terms of the number, Gil?
Oh, collectively?
Yes.
I mean, got to be a field goal. Mm. Honestly, it's not often that we talk about non-quarterbacks mattering to the spread, but if you're giving me all three of those as a collective, this is a very unique football team, the Redskins, where their best players are clearly not the sort of dynamic positions of quarterback or wide receiver or running back on offense. It's a tight end, it's a left tackle, and a corner. And really, I don't think there's a Redskin fan that would disagree that these are the most important players on this football team. So they're unique in that respect. So to me, it's worth a field goal, the three of them, and I might be conservative at that with that assessment.
Just reflecting on last week, Gil, I talked about the Redskins dropping to 4-3 after their loss against Detroit. They were unlucky. Were they unlucky in that game, Gil? Because they had 417 yards of offense but failed to convert that to points. On another day, yeah, could they have beaten Detroit?
Oh, sure. On another day, they could have. You know, someone I was on a podcast and the guy I was on with said, boy, that was a bad beat if you had the Redskins. And I disagree with that, though. I mean, that's not a bad beat to me. It's not some improbable series of events that happened with the Redskins. Listen, Matt Jones is a fumbler. He's always been a fumbler. He's a career fumbler. Matt Jones, in his, you know, somewhat brief career, that's been plaguing him, and he has picked up where he left off. He drops the ball. And I don't care how much promise you have. I don't care how good you are, yeah, in between the 20s. But if you're fumbling the ball, especially in key moments, you're really not worth a lot to a football team. So to me, that's not so much a bad beat as it is just the personality of a team and a personality of a player just shining through once again. I do think that obviously, you know, turnovers are something you should be able to clean up. So, yeah, you can say on another given day. But the Redskins, I'll tell you this, for those who think that that was a bad beat, the Redskins have gotten hugely fortunate on other weekends as well. So it probably is an even out thing with them too. I don't think anyone really believes they ought to be 4-3. They could very well be a 2-5 football team, a break here and there, go the other way. So, you know, Redskin fans and Redskin backers can't cry too much about that outcome last week. That was sort of the Redskins being due for a little regression.
And for anyone that's listened to the Megapod this week, you've got a guest on this week, Ed Feng from thepowerrank.com. And he said the Washington Redskins were the best team in the division. And I could not believe my ears when I heard that, Gil.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. And I've watched every snap of Redskins game since the age of 7. So, I mean, I'm just telling you right now, the Dallas Cowboys offensive line alone makes the Cowboys a better football team than the Redskins. Now, he may be right that the Redskins are certainly on par with the Eagles and the Giants. I'm not going to argue that. But the Cowboys, whether with Dak Prescott or Tony Romo, are the best team in that division. That offensive line, if you just broke it down based on dominant units in the NFL, the Cowboys' offensive line is so dominant that that alone stands above the fray. Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott have been the beneficiaries, and the Dallas defense, more importantly, has been the beneficiaries. They don't have to stay on the field nearly as long, and what it does is mask some of their deficiencies. The Redskins, on the other hand, again, as I pointed out, their ability to stop the run game is very much suspect. Again, I've said on this show and others, it's almost like they performed a Jedi mind trick on opponents where opponents just forget to establish the run against the Redskins. I don't think the Bengals will make that mistake on Sunday at Wembley.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.